yeah, we're celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary later this year, but my daughter's getting married next October. So the bank of dad has a very big honeymoon bill to save for. So we took a trip to Dubai early. We've got some history with Dubai. We both work for a firm that put the lighting in a lot of the hotels out there. And whilst researching, as is normally the case with sort of projects that come up on YouTube, this video of this cycle track out in the desert sort of popped up. And it's as if Rick is pulling the strings.
Again.
So I started to research, and there's a cycle track, a trek shop, where you can actually hire a bike for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. So it was a case of, I can't not do it. It's a great challenge, you know, the Dubai Desert Challenge of 50K through the heat of what I didn't expect to be 42 degrees with a headwind that was reminiscent of a hairdryer.
Lovely. How do you cope with something like that?
Grin and bear it. And Sue, my wife, sort of, when she saw that we could hire bikes and had a look at it, said, I think I'll give it a go with you. So, you know, bless her. She really dug deep. It was hard work.
So you both did it?
Yeah. Yeah. And the hardest bit was when you sort of tried to breathe. It was like, the best description is, you open the oven on a Sunday when you've got a roast in, and that gush of hot air sucks the moisture from your mouth. And that was just sapping. But we had 50K of it. It took us 3 hours. And they say that my dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Well, we chose a four-hour time window of 2 till 6. And the thought process was that the heat won't be at its worst. What I didn't reckon was that in Dubai, the main heat is between 3 and 4. So we did it at the worst part of the day. But we managed to do it in 3 hours, which was great. Sue was absolutely amazing. What an experience. I don't want to do it again, but what an experience.
How much have you raised?
So far, £1,240, which is wonderful, because I appreciate how difficult it is for people at the minute. You know, there's bills, inflation's rising, food prices are going up. So to sort of get that amount of money was just wonderful. And surpassed, you know, I hope we'd get £750. And once again, people have dug deep and just sort of blown me away with the generosity.
I would imagine training in and around Glossop wouldn't prepare you for 40-plus degree heat.
No, I do like the sun, but that was just way bit too much. And when you move out of sort of the centre of Dubai, and we were based around a palm, it's a 50-minute journey inland, and the heat ramps. And you know, we were sat there about 5:30, and there was people after work turning up at 6 when the heat dropped off, the sun had gone down, there was lights on the bikes, and they were going taking off into the desert to do the track in the coolness of the evening, whereas we were just sat there like a crumpled heap.
If Rick could talk to you, what do you think he'd say?
I think he'd be a bit shocked how that promise that was made 8 years ago on the 24th was about a simple bike ride from Old Trafford to Blackpool, and we never really discussed how much I'd raise. I think he probably thought a couple hundred pounds. I don't think he ever thought that some 8 years on we'd be touching 28 grand raised, and the hope that this year we can keep going. There's another two rides ahead of me. The next one is about 5 weeks on Sunday, a 67-mile circuit of Loch Ness just after Easter. And then we've got the Blackpool ride, which will be a challenge because I'm at the Lytham Festival the night before. And then I'm hoping, if I can, to fit in the Manchester 100 in August as well. So we keep going. I'm hoping this we can try and get to £3,000 by the end of the year. And if we can, that'd be wonderful. To try and hit that £30,000 mark will be quite an achievement, really. But he probably said it's something reminiscent of some others do have them, sort of some of the comical moments. You know, real, I'm pretty good at logistics, organising, getting us there. What I didn't factor in was that the rush hour in Dubai starts at 5 and ends at 9 p.m. And when you're 50 miles out in the desert, to try and get a cab to get yourself back to the palm is non-existent. And the people at the Trek hire shop were wonderful. Apparently, they have it quite regularly with the Europeans. And there's a lad at the Trek shop in the middle of Dubai that after work drives out to pick people up. And we paid him to take us back. So they got us back. We were on the risk of sort of being stuck there all night, really. But it was an experience.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it sounds like a nice experience, but hey, if people want to donate, what do they do?
It's really simple. It's www.com, justgiving/ride, the number 4, Rick 2022.